This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know, hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, a giant sporting event is happening in the Southland. It's so big, if you live anywhere near it, you better start driving home now if you want to have dinner on time. Plus, you've just about missed your chance for a summer trip. Our travel guy will help you out. Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is in the newsroom.
Well, guess what Secretary of State John Kerry and senior staff have to do before they're allowed into Egypt's presidential palace? A breach of protocol, it is.
He's not running for office yet. Jay Capadonia is here.
Former vice presidential hopeful Sarah Palin got a speeding ticket, but she says it's not her fault. You'll never guess who she's blaming.
He's had plenty of rest, and that worries us. It's Chris Martin.
Phil, there's another sleep study out, and go figure. Sleeping 8 hours could be hazardous to your health. Details coming up.
All right. Very good. Thank you for tuning in today. And let's get started with you, Jennifer. A breach of protocol with Secretary Kerry. Do tell.
Yeah. You know, you figure when you're the main dude, like the main diplomat from the U.S., do you really think you need to go through a security screening and metal detector at the presidential palace in Cairo to meet with the president? Well, that's what happened. It's kind of unusual in a breach of protocol occurring involving Kerry and his State Department team as they were subjected to the metal detector before they met with President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi at the Egyptian presidential palace. Reuters is reporting Kerry and the aides were checked with the detector. Security personnel reportedly just raised a handheld metal detector wand to Kerry's suit jacket before waving him through. But I think that's...
He was wanded.
Kind of tacky, you guys.
Yeah, no, it's not tacky. It knocks him down a peg or two. I like that. You keep it up there, foreign countries. Nice job.
Would we do it to them? If they came over here, would we wand them down? Probably, right?
Jay, you're saying it's a power play?
Absolutely it is. It's like, hey, you're coming into my house. You're playing by my rules. You got it?
Ooh. Do you think, Jennifer, is that what happened?
Protocol. No, it's about respect. I disagree. I don't like it.
Here's what I would like, though.
So it is written, so it shall be done. You got it?
Yeah, there you go. I don't like it. It has been said.
But what's funny, though, is if he went through the metal detector and, I don't know, they found like a whole collection of Pez dispensers or something like that in his coat pocket.
Right.
Wouldn't that be great?
Or, I don't know, like a rocket launcher. Who knows what he could be carrying around?
Like a lucky rabbit's foot?
Yes.
only one of the guys was asked to empty his pockets, and that guy was not John Kerry. And you know what? His staff is playing it down on Twitter. They said John Kerry and team are focused on working with Egyptians on a ceasefire, not on whether we went through security this afternoon.
Of course, that's all anybody's talking about. Unless you're in Portland, and everybody's talking about pastries for some reason.
It's so weird and bizarre. This has been happening for more than a month. There's some vandals that have been smearing pastries on cars, throwing donuts on the lawns and leaving cake strewn around in the streets. This is a little place called Hillsboro. The police say the baked goods bandits first struck June 1st. They smeared a maple bar across a car windshield. Not a lot of people reporting this saying, oh my gosh, there's, you know, ho-hos on my lawn. It's just happening. And they're thinking that maybe some kids are going through a dumpster where some grocery store is throwing away the day-old stuff. Oh. And there have actually been some amateur sleuths within the neighborhood collecting frosting and sprinkles and forensically tracing them back to at least two supermarkets in the area. And you know what the police are saying? They're saying, you know, it's a misdemeanor, but we just think it's weird and we'll settle for an apology and just cut it out.
Are the smearers, are they targeting fatties?
No, you know what? There's no pattern, and there's no particular person that's been targeted. It's just really sort of random, but it's really weird.
So it's a kid thing.
I found the story here online, a quote here from Officer O'Malley. His words, hey, those are our pastries.
No.
Is that for real?
No, I made that part up.
Isn't that the officer from The Simpsons? Yeah. The guy from The Simpsons?
O'Malley, you'd have to say that in Irish.
All right, so Jennifer, one more from you, and this is a story of a lady who's just had it up to here.
Oh, yeah, she's getting it all right. This is a Pennsylvania woman whose house, inconveniently for her, is right kind of in the turnoff crook of a highway that's apparently very convenient for long distance drivers sort of looking for a place to go, like real quick, like.
Relieve
themselves?
She says
she can see, yeah, she can see the drivers pull off the side of the highway and just relieve themselves near her backyard. The backyard and a Pennsylvania turnpike are separated by just a little fence, and she has an 11-year-old son and other kids that play in the yard, and they just watch. It's like people watching. They see people pulling over and peeing instead of using the rest areas. And she even says one woman got really mad when she yelled at her to cut it out. You know, hey, stop. And the woman wound up throwing the human waste, which I think might have been a...
Oh, she was going number two, huh?
Good move.
Made and she's statement. Like, hey, cut it out. Yeah, so she...
I just get out the garden hose.
You I know? Mean, it really...
Right? Spray him down.
It really shows how close we are to apes. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I mean, come on.
Oh, hurling the feces.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what they do. Exactly.
Why not just put a porta potty out there?
You know what? Why not just put up a camera... Just put a camera up there.
Oh, and start a website.
And just start posting this stuff on Twitter.
Yeah,
just have a Twitter page and, you
warning,
know.
You're live on TV.
Poop shaming.
It'll go poop shaming.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'll go viral, especially if she forgets to wear gloves.
Oh, come on now.
All right. That's enough out of you, Jen. But stick around because you
that's
may want to comment on Jay's stories. Yes, that's fairly enough. Now, Sarah Palin got pulled over. Breaking the law?
She was breaking the law, Phil. She got caught going 63 miles per hour in a 45 zone in Alaska, in like her hometown of some town that I can't pronounce.
They have speed limits there?
Yes, they do. They do.
It's Wasilla.
Thank you. Well, what is it?
Wasilla.
Wasilla.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. She got busted speeding. She says, she told TMZ, I wasn't speeding, I was qualifying. Dumb joke. But anyway, she blames the whole incident on what was on her radio. That's right. That's right. She got busted listening to Sammy Hagar. She said the Red Rocker was on a radio, and it just made her drive a little bit fast. She says the I Can't Drive 55 song is one of her favorites. She was slapped with a $150 fine.
Oh, $150?
Wow. Yes.
Where's she going to get that?
I know, right?
That's like one-third of what you pay for speeding in California.
Is it? 20 miles over the speed limit?
Well, 20 miles, that's a point on your driver's license
right.
in California.
150 in California is practically a parking ticket these days.
I know, right?
In Los Angeles,
you know?
It is.
Yeah,
right. More or less. Yeah. All right. And so I try my best, Chris, to get as much sleep as I can. I set my alarm last night. It said, okay, from now until when the alarm goes off, 6 hours and 17 minutes. Great. Took 17 minutes to fall asleep. I got a six-hour night's rest. And you're talking about sleep being bad for my health. Am I in a good window there, 6 hours?
Too much sleep being bad for your health. 6 hours seems to be good now. You know, too little sleep impairs your performance and memory. Too much sleep leads to obesity and diabetes. Doctors are now saying the lowest mortality and morbidity rate is from 6.5 to 7 hours of sleep.
I'm so right in that window,
go.
More
that
or less.
That magical 8 hours that we all heard about now is being thrown out the window. Supposed to be hazardous. But
that's too much.
It is a little too much. But here's some other interesting quick facts that came out of the study. 60% of us prefer sleeping with a partner. 1 in 5 of us sleep with a pet. Pajamas are worn by 73% of people, while 12% of us sleep in the nude. And most people use 2 pillows, but there's still a handful of us that have 4 or more pillows on our bed when we go to sleep.
I sleep.
That is a lonely person.
I sleep face down without a pillow.
There you go.
I'm surprised you wake up in the morning.
More or less, face down.
It's called passing
out. I know. It is. It's like just drop me there and I'm out. You know what? Somebody at the Associated Press needs to get fired. I'm going to call them out today.
You going
know,
to
there,
war,
there
Phil.
Are so many examples, but today takes the cake. Where the writing is just sloppy.
Uh-oh.
Absolutely sloppy. And these are writers. And Associated Press wrote the book, right? Don't they have their style book? Jennifer, you have one of these on your shelf, don't you? The Associated Press style book?
No, I've actually memorized mine along with Strunk and White.
Yeah.
I have them both memorized.
Strunk and White. Okay.
Yes.
So in the news biz, when a news alert comes across, we call it a flash, all right? And then you hear all the radio stations across the country and the TV stations, breaking news, ding, 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 ding.
Breaking news now.
And we all know that the Malaysian airline jet that crashed over Ukraine, it was shot down, right? It's a big deal story. And today in Holland, they were calling a national day of mourning as some of the bodies from that plane were being shipped over to the Netherlands, and they were going to have a big ceremony over there. And so the flash comes across because we're all waiting for the plane to arrive in Holland. And here's the flash at, I'll tell you, at about, let's see, what time? 1351 GMT. You do the calculation. You tell me what time that was, but it was this morning. I'm saying 751 or so. Dutch military plane carrying bodies from Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 crash lands in Eindhoven. The bells and whistles at radio stations all over the country went off. Breaking news.
The producer runs in.
What?
Hey, we've got it. We've got it. Come on. Get this on the air. Hurry up.
The plane with the bodies, according to this, there's no punctuation in there. It says crash lands in Eindhoven.
Oh, no.
Exactly 8 minutes later, they send a revised version of the flash. It says, clarifies, Dutch military plane carrying Malaysia Airlines bodies lands in Eindhoven.
Whoops.
And this is after radio stations all over the country did the breaking news. And for 6 or 7 minutes, we're going wall to wall on this story and couldn't find any more details about it.
Oh, wow. Shows you the influence that the Associated Press has.
Now, I don't know.
Well, it also shows you the influence the punctuation has on a sentence, which is lost to too many in our generation.
Very true.
Yeah. I mean, don't even get me started. Oh.
And it's that thing about us in the news media that we want to be first. You know, screw everything else. We got to be first. So if we can get it in and get it on the air, then we win. Look at CNN. They make mistakes all the time.
If I can do anything today, it would be to get the name of the person who wrote that and broadcast it. Oh. Breaking news, this guy is fired.
Committed a word crime.
Right. So we're going to do poop shaming and punctuation shaming.
Exactly.
All right, I like it.
Play
that Weird Al song. It's word crime.
All right, guys. The biggest soccer game since the World Cup is happening tonight. And it's happening at the Rose Bowl. And we'll tell you all about it next, right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. We're here every weekday afternoon at 2. Nothing like this on the radio right now. And there will be nothing like this on the radio tomorrow either.
Well, they'll do the same stories we do today tomorrow.
Just not as well.
That's very true.
Yeah, and that's why there won't be another show like this other than this one, because nobody else knows how to do it. So there. The sport. I'm a grown man,
yeah.
And I just said, so there.
Yeah.
So, The sports franchise that most estimators say has the highest valuation, has the biggest, most loyal fan base in the world, is in town tonight. I'm talking about Manchester United, the British soccer club, and they're playing our very own Los Angeles Galaxy, and they're playing at the Rose Bowl, and joining us live with a preview is LA Galaxy insider Adam Serrano. Adam, how big is this? 60,000 people, and I got to imagine Pasadena is shutting down tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know, 60,000, I hear they might even get even more than that. So you can imagine it's going to be traffic gridlock going.
Tell me about how big Manchester United is. I mean, that's as big as a sports franchise gets, right?
Oh, yeah. They're the biggest club. They're the biggest sports organization in the world. You think about the Yankees, you think about the Lakers, and they pale in comparison to how big Manchester United is. They had an open training there yesterday, and you saw hundreds of fans just desperate to try to find some way to get an autograph, get a picture with some of these stars. They're absolutely gigantic. It's a huge deal for them to be here in L.A.
Yeah, does this game mean anything? Is it academic? Is it a tournament game or just purely exhibition?
I believe they call them friendlies, Phil.
Is that what? Oh, friendlies on the pitch?
they do call these games friendlies. They are preseason exhibitions. It's called the Chevrolet Cup. They will be playing for some sort of silverware. But, you know, this is kind of a way to show the fans, show support for your other markets. The Galaxy get a chance to play against some big players. They get a chance to move along in their preseason. So it's a win-win for both people.
Yeah, very good. All right, so in this particular game, there are a bunch of players, and we're kind of riding off the fumes of the World Cup right now. And there are a bunch of World Cup characters here tonight, including Man U's coach, right?
Yeah, Louis van Gaal, Manchester United head coach, just took the job in May. He was the coach of the Netherlands. They finished third. You're going to see Wayne Rooney, who was one of the stars for England. Possibly Javier Chicharito Hernandez, the biggest player of Mexico.
Is that his nickname, Chicharito?
Chicharito.
Chicharito.
Sounds like something you can find on a street corner, like on Alvera Street.
It means the little P. So he's going to be here. You're going to see tens of thousands of people just going to be lining up to take some picture of Chicharito. He's the biggest player in this part of the world. People are going to be so excited to see him play tomorrow, or today, rather.
Yeah, so this is such a big deal. And didn't the Galaxy play Real Madrid recently?
Yes, they played Real Madrid over the last few years. They played FC Barcelona as well. So they have a real history of bringing these big international teams because, you know, I'm talking about how big Manchester United is, how big Real Madrid is, but the Galaxy are a global brand as well. Teams want to come here and they want to play against the Galaxy because they know they are the standard bearer in California and in the United States.
So Galaxy goes overseas and plays in other arenas around the world, and it's a big deal when they show up. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. It's been huge. You know, I've seen the Galaxy play in all kinds of different places, Honduras, Costa Rica, and it's practically the Beatles. You know, people are so excited to see the Galaxy play. They've gone on tours in China, Indonesia, all over the East, South America as well. So people know the Galaxy brand and they love it and they respect it.
Good. And Galaxy is going to win tonight, I imagine, because Man U is—they're on a downswing. That's what I hear. I read that they're just not up for this game.
I think that the Galaxy can win this game. Last year they played a Juventus, big Italian team, at Dodger Stadium. And they walloped them. So I think that you might see that today, and maybe the Galaxy get one past Manchester United.
That's allowed, walloping?
Walloping is allowed in soccer.
What about our boy Landon Donovan? How do you think he's going to fare? Because all these guys coming out of the World Cup, they're a little bit tired.
Yeah, you know what? I think that Landon, he's had a little bit of an up and down a couple days, last few weeks. But I think he always gets up for big games. I think he wants to put on a show. But you know what? It's not just about guys like Donovan. It's about young kids, too. They're going to get a chance to keep an eye on guys like Jossie Zardes, young forward, Bradford Jamison IV, another young guy. Those young kids love to play in these big games, and they know that they want a chance to impress the stars they see every weekend.
All right. Are you in Pasadena now, Adam?
I am in Pasadena right now.
Oh, okay. Very good. So what's it like? Are people already milling about the Rose Bowl trying to get in early?
People are trying to get in. You know, it's kind of like any big Rose Bowl game. People are trying to come early, and I'm imploring everyone to come down as soon as you can because, you know, the Rose Bowl can be absolutely gridlocked when you get towards the game day, and it will be after the game. So You need to get here early. Take part of the scenes. They've got a couple bands. You know, they have a Smith cover band playing in a couple hours.
What kind of band?
A Smiths cover band.
Oh, the Smiths.
All right.
Whenever I want to get up for something, a sporting event, I listen to songs about suicide. Oh, are you kidding me? A Smiths cover band.
Sweet and Tender Hooligans. They'll be playing.
Oh, boy.
Wow. All right. Hey, have a great time tonight. It's the LA Galaxy versus Manchester United. It doesn't get any better than that for soccer here in the Southland. LA Galaxy insider Adam Serrano. Thanks. Great to talk to you again, buddy.
Thanks, man, guys.
All right, there he goes.
Isn't the president in Pasadena tonight, somewhere over there?
No. He's over on the west side, more or less.
He's supposed to be
Hancock
landing.
Park in Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay, because yeah. I was going to say, if the president plus Manchester plus the Galaxy...
Nobody's driving anywhere tonight.
Nowhere.
It's gridlock.
Stay home.
I mean, it's done. I mean, okay. So, talking about tickets, we were talking about tickets, right, with Sarah Palin just a bit ago.
Correct.
Jay, you have another ticket story, don't you?
I do. Oh, no. A woman actually got a ticket for impeding traffic and pulling over on the center median in New Hampshire. Now, here's the thing. She sees a bunch of ducks and ducklings going across the highway, so she slows down, puts her hazards on, pulls over to the left or to the center median, right? She sees the mom get nailed by one car. She sees a couple of the other ducklings get nailed by a couple other cars. She picks up the remaining two and then brings them across the road to safety. So now she saved these two little ducklings. Cops slapped her with a $100 fine for pulling over in the median because it's for an emergency use only.
But she saved the ducklings.
Cop says, "We keep our medians free for vehicles who are truly having an emergency. The vehicle who stopped and helped the ducklings is not an emergency." Jerk of the Week award.
They could learn a thing or two from those police up in Portland who just let the whole pastry thing slide.
Yeah, right.
Right.
People smearing ding-dongs on cars didn't get tickets, and this lady saves lives. It's terrible.
I don't get it. The world is not aligned properly.
Jerk of the Week award.
Hey, you know what else? Summer vacation season is almost over. And you haven't gone anywhere yet. Well, now what? Any ideas? You need to listen to our travel guy when he joins us right here when we return on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980. If you missed the show, any time of the week, you could always listen. Every single show after the fact is available for you on demand or for download or for sharing at philhewlettandfriends.com. Go check out the site, bounce around, take a look at some things. We have some store. We have a store where you can buy the books from the authors that we have on the show. It's a pretty happening place for a few minutes. Go check it out. You vacation procrastinator, you. July is more or less done. So all you have left of summer is August, and we are going to help you salvage your vacation window. Gary Warner, our travel guy, is here. Gary.
Hey, it's great to be here, Phil.
Of course it is. And
Wait a minute. I got to put down my copy of Strunk and White here so I can talk to you.
Oh, good one.
Make sure you get it all right. Don't do the wrong grammar.
He's a writer.
He won't listen to you.
Yes, exactly. Okay, I'm glad you were listening to that. Anyway, so at this juncture, Gary, are all the cool vacations booked up? I mean, do all we have left now is a car ride to the Wigwam Motel on Route 66 in Rialto? Again?
Hey,
Dad, the teepees again?
Yeah.
What's left?
Well, no, it cuts both ways, really, in that a lot of places are going to be booked up. If you go to some of the popular national parks and want to get into the lodge at the Ahwahnee or something like that, you're out of luck for the most part. But one of the things that's really changed with August is what's been happening with the schools is that it used to be, at least when I was a kid, which is, you know, a million years ago, school didn't.
What happens with school? School didn't start until it ends. School ends in May or June.
School used to start in like September, like
or
mid-September.
August sometimes. Yeah. Late August.
Gary, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, we lost you for a second. Stop walking through the house. You got to pick a spot and go with it.
I'm walking through the house, man. Right. You know, I'm trying to put my where's my AP stuff?
There you go. Put that
anyway,
down.
No, let's get back to work here. What you're basically able to look for at this point is cancellations. All those people who made all those reservations a long time ago that are going to make sure that you can't get into these places. Some of them get to the point where it's a month out or so. Grandma can't make it or whatever, they'll cancel out. So sometimes you will find openings at places like the National Park Lodges, some of the more popular campsites.
All right, so you're talking about relatively local. What if I wanted to fly somewhere? Let's say I wanted to go to Paris on a whim.
Well, you know, Paris, an interesting thing that's been happening with Paris in August is that traditionally August is when all the Parisians go out of town. You go to Tahiti and it seems like half of Paris is there. Something that's become real popular in the last few years has been these house swaps, where you basically give up your house and somebody somewhere else gives up their house. August, you can get all sorts of choices for house swaps. Because of the Parisians who are out of town. So if you wanted to go and spend a week and go to, say, Airbnb or vacation rental by owner or one of these other spots, you could probably find a place to stay. Now, the thing is that a lot of businesses are also shut down during that time of year. And the big kicker is air conditioning isn't quite as popular in Paris as over here.
And it does get hot.
Yeah, and neither is deodorant. Got to tell you.
Well, I thought the kicker was you have to actually let French people stay at your house while you're away.
Well, you do, yes. But you know, everybody gets to have a little bit of fun, and you know, and they come over here and they say, everyone has a gun. So you know, they don't have deodorant, and we have too many firearms or something.
Yeah, right. They'll look at the decor of my house and they'll be snooty about it. Okay, fine. I may or may not find out. So is it a good idea to look for cancellations, Gary? And if that's the fact, how in the world do you do that anyway?
Well, most everything's on web now. You can go onto the National Park Service websites and look at what's available. Most hotels will give you a month out chart where it'll either be red or green or yellow, meaning whether or not they have rooms. So I would start out looking for your accommodations first. Go to these websites, find when there's openings, book them, and then book your flights. Don't book your flights and then try to find openings, because some of the more popular resorts and things like that, you are going to get shut out. Another place I'm starting to see a lot of deals for right now is Hawaii, basically because we here in Southern California have a tendency to front load our vacations. People can't wait to go on their summer vacation, so they go June, July. By August, a lot of these places are opening up. I'm seeing both airfares and price of hotels falling.
Oh, okay. So all the front loaders, they've had their vacation. Now the hotels are saying, where'd everybody go? So they're cutting the prices? Is that what happens?
Yeah. But you have to be flexible. Usually, a general rule about anything in travel is that the best prices are planning as far out as you can and at the last minute. Now, most people can't stand the idea of not knowing where they're going to be staying and what they're going to be doing, 5 days before they go someplace. So, but if you can put up with that, you can get some good deals.
Yeah, you know what I've done a couple of times, and I've been successful at this. I've had a long-term plan. I knew what I was going to do ahead of time, but I purposely waited till the last minute to do everything. So I had it. Okay, I want to achieve this, 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 and this, and within days of doing it, I pulled it all off.
Yeah, you can do that. I have a tendency sometimes to leave a couple of holes in a trip. So maybe I have a 2-week trip somewhere, and say I'm in London, and I'll make sure that there's a period of 2 or 3 days where I haven't booked anything, and then I can look around and see maybe there's something in Oxford, maybe one of these big country estates that charges $500 a night has something for $200 a night, and then if it turns out they don't have that stuff, you can just stay in the city. You can always find a hotel room in the city.
Yeah. Have you ever done this? Have you ever just flown into a city, grab the your bags, hop in a rental car, and then look at a map and then pick 5 or 6 places and go in one direction toward the first place. And then you stop at a McDonald's or something. You know how they have those little travel magazines
right
near the door? And they've got
right
all those $39.99 deals for a hotel. You get in the car and you head toward one or two of those and you call them on the way and ask them if they have a room. They say, yes, okay, fine, I'll be there in a few minutes.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yes, I do that. I do a little variation on that, which is that what I'll do is I will not have a reservation for the evening, but when I wake up in the morning over my McMuffin, I guess, if we're going to do a McDonald's theme here, I try to find my place and make a reservation for that evening. I don't like to be that far out. I want to know where I'm going to be at the end of the day, because if you get to 8 o'clock in the afternoon and everything is booked up in a city, and believe me, I've run into that.
Now what if you're Jennifer Bjorklund and you require 4 or 5-star accommodations?
sometimes there's some of the ones that have the most openings. They're usually larger resorts, and they usually have openings because people just don't want to pay that kind of money.
All right. So how about you? You headed off somewhere last minute for August? You've already traveled.
Right now, no, I'm moving. I'm changing houses this weekend, so that's all I'm doing. I'm doing a U-Haul thing, but I am starting to look in the fall where I want to go in the fall. I'm interested in going to Scotland just to see if it's going to become a new country or not.
You know, I want you to check in from a castle. Will you do that for us? Will you do the
sure?
Will you do
sure.
the show from a castle?
Sure.
The danker, the better.
The danker, the better?
Yes, dank.
No, I'm like Jennifer. I want one of these ones that where it's a castle on the outside, but inside it's like a 5-star luxury hotel.
Oh. Right, with really great Wi-Fi.
Right. There's a great place. There's a place in Oxford, England, that's the old jail. And it's 5-star hotel inside. But
nice.
It's the jail from the outside. And they have a Krispy Kreme donuts right there.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Sold.
Gary Warner, one more question for you.
Sure.
While you're packing the U-Haul. You do have a destination selected for your new house, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm just gonna couch surf with all my friends. I just don't know it yet.
Very good.
Nice.
This is their notification right now if they're listening.
Good luck with your move, and good. And I do hope that they have Wi-Fi and maybe a Krispy Kreme at your new place. That's Gary Warner, our travel guy. We talk to him every week at about this time. Thank you very much, my friend. There he goes. All right. Was I right about you, Jennifer, though? 4 or 5 stars. Minimum 4, right?
Well, no, you know what? I will stay in really crummy little places if I plan on being out all day. But you know what I do? I book way in advance for the room.
Oh, you're the obvious. The
on
opposite.
Booking.com. Or because you can always cancel. You can always cancel the room. And then I do the airfare like maybe 2 months out and then or maybe even 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not a very popular destination.
Hey, the hotels in San Diego are packed right now because the whole Comic-Con thing is going on over there. And there's a protest, the same kind of protest that happens every year. San Diego's famous for something. And those folks that like to protest about something that they always protest about are out there protesting.
What?
Something about protests.
I'm sorry.
There's some protests.
A lot of protests.
Sometimes the fancy famous ladies take off their clothing to protest this sort of thing.
Oh!
Naked protesting.
Now I got it.
And we're going to connect all of this together with Chris when we return here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You are listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980. I'm Phil. Jennifer Bjorklund is here. So are Jay Campadonia and Chris Martin. They're the friends. And Chris, Comic-Con, big deal. 150 or 160,000 people down there in San Diego packed in to see all kinds of great stuff that they have every year. But it's not all wine and roses. Some people are upset. Who is it?
PETA, the people for the ethical treatment of animals. They always seem to be upset, though, don't you think?
Ugh. About something?
They're always upset about something. They show up
friends
at a lot
of yours
these
there,
large
Jay?
Events.
Yeah.
Down in San Diego, they purchased a 20-foot graphic poster. The poster shows a businessman being drugged by an orca to his death. And it says, he will let you go if
drugged?
You let him go.
Drugged with a syringe, or is he being dragged?
I said drug. And that
drug.
Might not be the rest.
It might
be
close. Okay, I just thought you said drugged, so I wanted to make sure that he wasn't shooting him up.
Dragged.
He was
is
dragging
dragged
him.
The correct.
That was a good. That was a nice fatherly moment there,
that.
Phil.
Was it?
I would have smacked him upside the head. But anyway.
Well, yeah, we have different parenting
dangerous.
Skills.
Yeah.
That's why we always give the parenting stories to you, Jay.
Yep.
So they posted this at a local San Diego airport at baggage claim terminal 2. So this PETA is trying to urge convention goers to stay away from SeaWorld. And SeaWorld's responded by saying, even by PETA standards, this ad is offensive and tasteless. This radical organization is not really concerned with helping animals. Our wells are happy and healthy.
Has anybody from SeaWorld ever been inside the convention hall walls at Comic-Con when they're talking about Tasteless?
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm willing to bet that a lot of people from SeaWorld probably go visit the Comic-Con event.
Because there are some costumes in there that are offensive and tasteless.
Sure, yeah. There are some bunch of them that are pretty elaborate.
That's why we love them.
Yeah, it is fun. It's absolute fun. All right, so there's the PETA Comic-Con connection. And
the difference between drugged and dragged.
Yes, exactly.
Now, keep track.
Now, the difference between right and wrong is sometimes blurred when it comes to the court system, Jay, and everything revolves around pizza, it seems,
everything in my life revolves around pizza.
Yeah. So tell us about this story about a pizzeria and a robber.
So a guy wants to rob a pizza joint, gets a gun, walks into the back door, and forces his way in. Okay, so now he's got a couple of the employees at this pizza joint held at gunpoint, and then a couple other employees sneak up behind him, tackle him, wrestle the gun away from him. Okay, so he went to jail, he's out on bond, blah, blah, blah. He's now suing the pizzeria and the employees for $260,000.
Yeah.
He says that the rough treatment was, quote, unnecessary.
Why? Was he just kind of a fresh punk? Is that what it was? He didn't really mean any harm. He just wanted to steal some stuff.
He's 23 years old. He's, you know, down and out. And you figure, hey, man, would you steal a loaf of bread to feed your family? Sure. Okay. We'll let you go. But he says the fact that they beat him up, basically, to get the gun away from him was unnecessary and a little much. So the judge is going to allow this to go through.
He is. He's going to hear it. You know, you think about a pizzeria. I don't know if you've ever had a job at a pizza shop. I have.
No.
A couple of times. There are all sorts of implements of death behind the counter.
Well, that's true, huh?
First of all, you've got an oven that's turned up to like 900 degrees with several doors. You've got those big flat spatulas. But you also have this big hook. It's almost like the hook that they banned from the circus that they used to use on the elephants. Oh, you stick inside the thing and you poke the big bubbles in the pizza. You spin around the pizza with this hook, and you've got that. Then you've got the thing that cut the slices with the pizza. You could run that across somebody's face.
Yeah, the little pizza wheel.
Yeah, and then there's cheese shredders. There's all sorts of things in there.
Not to mention the pizza itself is slightly deadly.
Yeah, they just tackled him. I think the judge is kind of doing one of these. I kind of want to see where this goes. Evidently, the guy's going to try and represent himself in court.
Right. And don't forget, depending on your freshness standards at your pizzeria, pepperoni could be used as ninja stars.
True.
All right. So we do have – now we're talking about food. LeBron James comes to mind, Jennifer. And since you are the queen of cupcakes, if people don't know, you have cooked some of the most – I want to even call them –
evil. Yeah. I'm calling them evil. They're so good. Evil.
Yeah. I think, if the last thing I do before I die is to take a bite of one of your cupcakes, I think that would be it.
You'd die a happy man.
I would die a happy man.
I should start a business. Wow. Well, I do like to bake, and I do think that cupcakes are a great way to say you're sorry or to, you know, celebrate something, you know? And if someone is having a problem with you and you send them cupcakes, all should be forgiven, right?
I agree. Especially if they taste like yours.
Well, NBA star LeBron James, recently returning to the Cleveland Cavaliers, to his home state of Ohio, sparked a big frenzy in a little town where he's got a home. He sent cupcakes to everybody. Good. In the town.
Wow.
Apologizing for the chaos in the neighborhood in Bath Township, bearing the names of his wife, Savannah, and their two sons. He sent 800 cupcakes.
You know, the guy makes a lot of money. You think he could have sprung for an entire cake. Thanks a lot there, LeBron.
cupcakes are easier. Nobody wants to have to slice up a cake and, is your piece bigger? And, do you have plates and forks? No, people like cupcakes because you can just shove them in your mouth, right?
Yeah.
I'm not faulting him there. But they had to deliver cupcakes a dozen at a time to 65 homes. This Lakeisha Williams, who's the owner of Baker Boulevard Decadent Cupcakes in Akron, they were up baking all night. 65 different homes got a dozen cupcakes plus 5 dozen to the police department. Cupcakes galore. Everyone's on a sugar high. The cop says, these are the best I've ever eaten.
Had LeBron given you the call, Jennifer, would you have been up for it for that amount of amount of cupcakeage?
I got two ovens, man. I can turn out about 100 cupcakes every half hour.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. She could have done the whole thing in 4 hours.
Jennifer's cupcakes. You just go to our contact page at PhilHewlettAndFriends.com, and we'll hook you up with Jennifer.
Yeah, I'm coming over, Jen. I want to test that out. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, we're talking basketball kind of here, and we have a team here in Los Angeles that is big news only because of the sideshow that's going on with the Sterling Court. And, Chris, we got some – and I guess the coach is just being consistent because at the beginning of this whole Sterling controversy, this is exactly what he said, and he's following through with it today. And bring us up to speed on Doc Rivers and what's happening with the Clippers.
Well, this is all coming out because the interim CEO of the Los Angeles Clippers testified in court yesterday. This would be Dick Parsons. And he actually commented on Doc Rivers, saying that the team president and coach told him on multiple occasions that he doesn't think he wants to continue as coach if Donald Sterling remains owner of the team. So he uses some keywords in there like doesn't think he wants to continue, nothing definitive. Also, some questions around should Richard Parsons be speaking on behalf of Doc Rivers in this court case. But, yeah, it does sound like Doc Rivers is staying consistent with his not returning to the team.
I like Sterling's lawyer, though, after court yesterday, walked out and was like, hey, if Doc feels that way, call him as a witness. Get him in here.
Right.
Let's hear him say it in court.
That's
I love that tactic.
Yeah, that'll kill another half a day.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Muddy the waters even further. Doesn't it seem that do you recall when all of this broke that some of the other players, CP3 and maybe DeAndre, said that they'd be on board with that idea that they just would not play for this team if is that the way you recall it? If Sterling was still the owner at the beginning of the season?
There was a couple of guys, I remember multiple reports of multiple sources.
Right.
That's kind of the way it was. And even yesterday, Parsons in court said several key players and several sponsors have said if Sterling is still the owner at the beginning of the season, they're going to quit and they're going to pull out.
It's sad
stuff.
Yeah,
don't you think it's more likely at the beginning of the season than in the middle of what was a great season last year where they'd have to,
I think you're right, Jen. Hey, Jay, leave us with a feel-good story, will you?
So in Detroit, they've got a major problem out there. People are not able to pay their water bills. Well, now, and thousands have had their water shut off for weeks now. Now, if you search Turn On Detroit's Water, you can help sponsor a household and help pay their water bill. Turn On Detroit's Water. Go search that.
How about that?
Wow.
As We See It Show is our Twitter handle. Mike Stark is our executive producer. Brooke Peterson, our producer. Production assistant Nick Wright. Our theme song composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Capadonia, and Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.